Hello there. This is the family doctor. Dr. Adams, ring my house for me, will you? Thanks. Hello, Lou. Mrs. Grant. Yes, I was just leaving the office, and I wondered if there was anything you wanted me to bring home. Groceries? All right, honey. I'll drop into Bliss's on the way. What do you want? Pencil. Oh, I can remember. I don't think I can, huh? Well, just a second. Let me see. Here's a pencil. Go ahead. Lettuce? Celery? Tomatoes? What? Oh, eggs. Sounds like a picnic. What was that? Ant paste. Still sounds like a picnic. All right, Lou. All right. I'm paying attention. And what's that? Oh, soap. All right. Is that all? Oh, about 20 minutes? All right, honey. Oh, all right. I'll tell Dunk to tell his mother. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Let me see if I can remember. I couldn't find the pencil, but I couldn't let Lou know that. Lettuce, celery, tomatoes, eggs, ant paste and soap. I can remember that easy enough.
John?
Yes, Mr. Blake?
Take that order up to Maynard?
Why, yes, sir.
Did you pay for it?
Yes, sir. I put the money in the cash register and rang it up.
All right, you can go along home then. I'll close up the store. I'm going to write a couple.
What'd you say, Mr. Bliss? I didn't hear you.
My stars! What was that?
Oh, I just dropped this cracker box.
Well, whew! I thought the roof had fell in. Hello, Doc Adams.
Oh, yeah, howdy, Rip. Well, hello, Dunk.
Hello, Doctor.
Well, I've got to get some things for Mrs. Adams, Rip. Haven't closed up yet, have you?
Not when I can still sell a bill of goods. Don't you fill the order. What do you have?
Well, let me see. Celery.
Well, how many bunches, Doctor?
How many bunches? Well, Mrs. Adams didn't say. Oh, about half a dozen, I guess.
All right. And what else?
What else? Ant paste.
Ant paste. Yeah. Well, how many bottles?
How many do you usually sell at once?
Well, now, when some folks are having trouble with ants, they generally stock up on ant paste or powder or something.
They do, eh? Well, Mrs. Adams must be having trouble or she wouldn't have told me to get ant paste. Well, give me a half a dozen bottles, Dunk.
All right. What else?
You know, I had all that back in my mind when I left the office.
Maybe you should have written it down.
Well, maybe I should. But I couldn't find a pencil.
Half a dozen pencils, Dunk.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, it seems to me there was something. Oh, yes, yeah, soap.
Soap. What kind? Face, laundry, chips, liquid, or harness?
Well, Mrs. Adams didn't say what kind. Oh, I suppose just ordinary soap. You better give me half a dozen cakes of toilet soap and half a dozen cakes of laundry soap, Dunk.
All right.
Well, I hear you're going to run for mayor of Cedarton, Rip.
Yeah. Well, I did think something about it. Amos Day was up the other evening, and he said he'd support me in the post-dugal if I'd run against Mayor Trowbridge.
He did, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Amos Day, back of you. Yeah.
Anything else, Dr. Adams? I got all that stuff.
Hmm? Oh, anything else? Well, what have you got there now?
Celery, ant paste, soap, and pencils.
Well, oh, I see some lettuce over there. That's it. Lettuce and tomatoes. Yeah, gosh, Friday, I'm glad I saw that.
Well, how many of each, Doctor?
Oh, half a dozen, I guess.
The tomatoes are sold by the pound, Doc, not each by each.
Oh, by the pound, eh? Well,
half a dozen pounds, Doctor?
Yeah, I guess that'll be enough.
Must be having quite a party up at your place, Doc.
Party? Oh, I don't know anything about that. Mrs. Adams didn't say so.
Yeah, I think I will file for the job of mayor, Doc. I've been living in Cedarton now about 20 years. I reckon I know enough about the town to run it. I ain't done so bad with my own business, you know.
Oh, you haven't, Rip.
Will you support me, Doc Adams?
Well, I guess it's a little early to decide about that, Rip, and I'm never the kind of man who tells anyone, least of all the candidates, who he's going to vote for.
Yeah, of course, I understand.
But I will say this. I'm mighty glad you're going to run for mayor.
Your order's already, Dr. Adams.
Oh, thank you, Dunk.
I put it in the carton for you.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, Rip, I wish you a lot of luck in the coming campaign.
Thank you, Doc. I reckon I'll probably need it.
Doctor.
Yes, Dunk?
Are you going in my direction? If you are, can I ride along with you? You're through with me, aren't you, Mr. Bliss?
Oh, yeah. You run right along if Doc Adams can take you.
Why, sure. Come along, Dunk. Good night, Mayor Bliss.
Oh, now quit kidding me, Doc.
I'll carry the back for you.
Oh, thanks, Doc. Just put it in the back seat then. Well, Doc, you've got a fine man for a boss.
I know it, Doctor, and I've got you to thank for it.
Hmm? Oh.
Well, yes, I have. You hadn't knocked some sense into my dumb head when I started stealing your car that night. I'd have probably been back in the reformatory right now.
Hmm. How do you like your job, Dunk?
Fine. Only, well, someday I'm going to try to go to college so that I can fit myself for something better.
Well, that's the spirit.
Say, Doctor.
Yes?
Did you think I lived this way?
Well, yes, don't you?
Gee, no. Mona, I've moved. Since Dad died, we don't need such a big house. So we moved out about 2 miles on the Dunlap Road.
Well, I didn't know that.
But, gee, if it's going to take you out of your way, well...
Oh, not at all, Dunk. It's perfectly all right. What do you think you're going to want to take up in college?
Well, you may think this to be funny, but... Well, I want to be a doctor.
Is that so? Well, Dr. Duncan Webb. That's great. Just great.
Yeah. If being a doctor makes people be like you, then well, that's what I want to be.
Expecting somebody else?
Grant Adams, do you know what time it is?
Why, honey, you've got a clock there in the kitchen.
I know what time it is, but do you know?
No, why? Well, honey, here are your groceries.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do with them at 7:30 at night?
7:30?
That's what time it is right now.
Oh, well, I didn't know it was so late. Yeah. Well... There they are, anyway, honey.
Don't you think I'm entitled to know where you've been, Grant?
Why, certainly, Lou, if you think it makes any difference. I drove Dunk Webb down to his home, and while I was there, I thought I might as well give Mrs. Webb your message myself. I guess we got talking a little bit.
Grant Adams, Do you realize dinner's been waiting for an hour and a half? That at 5:30, 2 hours ago, you told me over the phone that you'd be home in 20 minutes?
Well, yes, I know, Lou, but I had a chance to talk to Duncan and his mother a little bit about the boy's future.
Oh, well, anyway, you're home now. I'll get dinner on right away. I guess we'll have to do without a salad tonight. Goodness gracious.
What's the matter?
Look at these tomatoes.
What's the matter with them? They look all right to me.
How many did you get, Grant?
How many? Well, Rip Bliss said they didn't sell them by the tomato, but by the pound.
Well, how many pounds did you get?
Six.
6 pounds of tomatoes. And the celery. 6 bunches. And ant paste. 6 bottles of ant paste. What in the world are you thinking of, Grant Adams? And 6 heads of lettuce. Oh.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Lou. Did I get too much of everything?
Grant, where are the eggs?
Eggs. Oh, gosh, the Friday. I knew I'd forget something.
Well, didn't you write down what I asked you to get?
Well, you see, honey, I didn't have a pencil at the office, but I was pretty sure I could remember what you wanted.
Well, after this, I'll know better. 6 pounds of
tomatoes,
6 bunches of celery.
Lou?
Yes, Grant?
I've got a tonsillectomy scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10. I wonder if you'd like to come over and do it for me.
What?
I say, would you like to come over and perform an operation instead of me tomorrow morning?
Now, what in the world are you talking about?
Well, you expect me to be able to run the house and know all about ordering groceries and things like that? Why shouldn't you know how to perform a surgical operation?
Oh, Grant Adams, you old duffer, you.
Well, now, let's kiss and make up. What
no,
do you
Grant.
Say, huh?
No, not now. No, now, Grant. No, not stop it, you old
All right, honey, all right. We've had a good laugh. And now that our digestive apparatus is in good working order again, let's have dinner. The family doctor. I'll be in to see you again right soon. Goodbye.